Our next story is about a very different concern for authorities in Mexico, the possibility that climate change could mean bigger storms coming ashore there. Southern Mexico was battered last fall by two hurricanes at once, one from the Pacific and one from the Gulf of Mexico. That 1-2 punch may not have been the result of a changing atmosphere, but like Superstorm Sandy in the U.S., the two hurricanes certainly sounded an alarm in southern Mexico. The World's Jason Margolis traveled to the region to find out more.
There's a reason why Hollywood's elite once flocked to Acapulco. On a calm, sunny day, it's one of the most beautiful bays in the world, with grand hotels right on the Pacific.
Okay, we're going right now to the pool area.
Elvia Zavala manages one of those hotels, the Crown Plaza. And as she tells it, not much happened here when Tropical Storm Manuel, which later became a hurricane, tore through here last September. The storm inflicted more than $4 billion in damages throughout Mexico and killed at least 169 people. In Acapulco, there was looting, chaos, and tens of thousands of stranded tourists. But for Zavala, she acts like it was no big deal.
We just see it as a heavy rain, that's it. This part of Acapulco didn't suffer real damage.
I thought Zavala was just trying to put her city and hotel in a good light, but she wasn't alone. And looking around, the big hotels and restaurants, it's hard to find signs of lingering damage. The hotels here have hurricane preparedness plans, and they appear to have passed the test. But walk a few minutes away, and it's a much different story. Graciela Sosa Martinez owns a small tourist stand, just some tarps and poles, selling T-shirts and swimsuits at the water's edge. When the hurricane came, it wiped out the wall protecting us, she says. The water was about 5 feet high and took everything. Shop owners here say the government gave them $600 each to rebuild, not nearly enough. Besides more money, Martinez says they need protection from the next storm. She points at a lagoon a few feet from her shop and says without a new wall, you're going to be in a bad situation when the rainy season comes. She says they'd never seen a storm like the last one. I ask another shop owner, Ariel Palma Sandoval, if she knows much about climate change.
Yes, I hear about this global warming. I hear about the North and South Poles, how the ice is breaking. As far as I understand, the ocean water is increasing, and we are really worried that this water has come to us.
These shops are in a highly vulnerable spot. But the owners say they can't move. You build tourist shops where the tourists come, next to the sea. The Mexican government says it's taking these concerns seriously. It recently became one of the first countries to enact an aggressive plan to fight, but also adapt to climate change. In the short term, that means immediate relief, money, food, and shelter for impacted communities. Longer-term plans seek to prevent future catastrophes, says Maria Amparo Martinez Arroyo, an ecologist who now directs the country's new National Institute of Ecology and Climate Change.
Por ejemplo, las zonas que son inundables, tratar de que no haya casas ahí.
For example, in areas that are flood-prone, we'll try not to have homes there. We'll try to do public works there that protect the population.
But protecting vulnerable communities is expensive. I ask Martinez, for coastal communities, is it better to invest in things like stronger levees or helping people relocate?
Es una pregunta difícil porque hay medidas que no se pueden tomar.
It's a tough question because there are measures that can't just be taken by decree. There are measures that require consensus among the population.
In other words, no easy answers. And lots of critics who say, yes, the government has a plan, but only ideas on paper, no action. Take the case of Cacahuatepec, an area of small communities across the Papagayo River, just outside Acapulco. A boatman pushes a long stick against the river bottom to carry me and community leader Marco Antonio Sastegui Muñoz across.
Sí, el río normalmente tiene su cauce.
The river is very gentle, Sastegui says, but when Manuel hit last September, it swelled. We climb out of the boat and walk up a dirt grade to what used to be a basketball court. It's clear that something isn't right. Sastegui, who wears a black cowboy hat and carries a big machete, reaches up and puts his hands through the rim. He isn't that tall. He's standing on several feet of sand deposited here from the river.
Muy triste, muy triste.
Very sad, he says. Walk a little further along and things turn more surreal. Tops of small buildings are poking through the ground, buried ruins. Subsistence farmers and people who work changing bed sheets and washing dishes in the tourist areas called these places home just a few months ago. I asked Sastegui, who is responsible to protect these vulnerable places?
Bueno, yo creo que el gobierno debería de implementar.
The government needs to protect these people, but the farmers need to work as well in all these changes, like creating these different programs to understand what's happening with the climate change, how we can prevent all these things. We need to work together.
Right now, that's not happening. People here say the flood was made worse because of a government-built dam upriver. The government and private industry wants to build another dam. There's been years of protests and civil disobedience. Sastegui says the government is now ignoring them, punishing them in their moment of need. The tourist hotels across the river seem fine, but just look at this place 6 months after the storm, he says.
Pero el gobierno, nada.
The government has done nothing, he says. Government officials from the state of Guerrero rebuffed repeated interview requests. Sastegui says officials did make one offer to help rebuild his village someplace else.
No aceptamos la reubicación, queremos reconstrucción.
We won't accept relocation, he says. We want reconstruction. This is where we live, and we're not leaving. Some of the villages here date back to the 16th century. Sastegui understands his town could be wiped out again when the next storm arrives. But it's hard to argue with someone that it might be time to move to safer ground when his ancestors have been living there for more than 400 years. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Guerrero, Mexico.